Hello and welcome to the first of three shows being released in the next couple of weeks. I'm finally out of the studio. The Zoom calls have been put on hold and it's time to get out and about in the rickshaw, meet and laugh with people face to face. Drive Tuk's up 30% mountain passes in the Lake District. Taste alcohol-infused ice cream with Alana Atkinson from A Few Scoops Ice Cream and much, much more. So, let's get started. I've called this show the Movers and Shakers of the Manchester Tuk Tuk Scene. Twice before, I've set a date to visit Robert Leggett at Tuk Tuk UK, and each time scuppered by a national lockdown. But thankfully, this time, I've made it. During the day there, I spoke to Tracy Scarlett, a personal English and maths teacher. She came to have her air horns realigned, no less, and a new hood fitted. Shozad drove over the 18 miles from Oldham. He has a Tuk and a pedal rickshaw for hire there, and I also met up with Alana from A Few Scoops. In episode 17, she told me about her journey in setting up her ice cream company, and of course, tasting was on the agenda this time. And of course, Rob and Tom from Tuk Tuk UK, no less. I hope you enjoy it. This podcast is sponsored by the fabulous Tuk Tuk UK, the UK's largest importer of tuk-tuks. If you want a tuk-tuk or anything tuk-tuk related, Tuk Tuk UK is the company to speak to. They love talking tuk-tuks as much as I do. You're listening to Stories of Discovery and Adventure from Adventures in a Tuk-Tuk.
Hi, this is Robert Leggett from Tuk Tuk UK for Adventures in a Tuk Tuk.
So Adventures in a Tuk Tuk has finally made it to Tuk Tuk UK HQ.
Welcome. Delighted to have you.
And in the background there you can hear a proper exhaust.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
I was a bit worried it didn't sound like a Tuk Tuk.
Right.
I was just worried, like we were just talking about, whether it sounded like a Subaru or a...
It's a cross.
Yeah. It's definitely a midlife crisis exhaust, I think.
I don't disagree with that.
But everyone's going to ask, does it go faster?
It does, actually.
And now you've said that, everyone's going to say to me, you know that exhaust that James has got?
Yeah.
Can you get hold of those exhausts
for me? You can. For the right money, I can sell them to you.
But every exhaust, for each different variant of vehicle, is slightly different.
Yeah,
that's the only problem. So, it's not as easy as me saying, let's have 10 of those.
No, it's not. No, they'd have to be all bespoke. They'd all have to be made bespoke.
Yeah, so, which is a shame.
About 400 notes.
Yeah, at least.
Oh yeah, plus your markup. 400.
Not that I ever put a margin on anything, but it would actually be something. <wouldn't
it>? What do you think of the shopping trolley?
Still got some dodgy stickers on the side of your tuk-tuk, but the shopping trolley looked really good.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll be selling many of them.
No.
But really handy.
Yeah, definitely.
For shopping. You'll have to strap things in maybe to it.
Yeah, I think someone in the top there would look really great. And we have Tracy, which is here. And I think the mirror shades say it all.
Hola.
Hola.
Hi, Tracy. Hiya.
So this is the mad sister-in-law I was telling you about.
Hiya.
Hiya.
You're right. Yeah, all right.
James is just asking me some
strange questions.
Have you seen James's exhaust?
Well, that's it.
I love that. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Don't ask for a shopping trolley on top of your tuk-tuk.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
The
shopping, it had gears in it.
Yeah, yes.
I think that's fine.
I think it's top-notch.
There's nothing wrong with it.
You'd think they'd have ones that salt, wouldn't you?
It's pathetic. Mine's a bit smelly. I can smell something dodgy.
Have you painted the exhaust?
No, it's not that. There's something electrical.
Oh, on your?
Yeah.
Electrical,
no, it's not. No, and I need Tom to look at why my air horn is dead slow.
Why is there a Kermit at the back?
Why not?
Good answer.
Why haven't you got a Kermit at the back?
I know, it's the right answer.
It's the right answer.
There's a lot of peering into engines, isn't there, in this tuk world?
Always. That's and stand back a little bit sometimes and have a look at them.
So the air, it's got air horns in there.
It's got air horns in there, yeah.
Tell me about the best comment you had in your tuk-tuk then.
The best comment I had in my tuk-tuk was when I was driving along one sunny afternoon and there was a gang of curious chaps, young guys, shouting, excuse the language by the way, what the fuck is that? Followed by, and it's got a fucking Kermit on the back. Excuse the language.
And they're dead right in all aspects, really, aren't they?
Well, yeah, and they do, people do wonder what they are. People do go, there's a lot of people go beep, 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 and do the tuk-tuk noise. You get flagged down as well.
Yeah.
And you do get people going, what is that? And I think one of my favourite comments is when someone in the car park's watched you park in a car park, and then they get out, they come up to you and they say, can you drive that? And you think, I'm sure you've just witnessed me driving and parking. Can you drive that?
The general public, they're just mental, aren't they? You know?
Yeah, I think it's... Yeah. And I think the people that double take is amazing. The number of double takes you get where people do, what was that?
And if the people in the back seat of cars, their eyes just follow you like that, don't they? They just face the camera.
And then if you take a friend in the back and say, you do get a lot of attention, people stare and they go, they don't stare, do they? And then the next thing is they're waving and shouting at everybody and loving it.
Do you think owners of tuk-tuks are attention seekers?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
I was told when I was in my 30s that once you hit 40, as a woman, you become invisible.
Right.
And I said, I will never be invisible. Hence, driving a multicoloured tuk-tuk. I will never be invisible.
Leave that to the rest of society.
Yeah, we need us oddballs to keep everybody smiling. Mm. And that's the other thing. I'm very much into the laws of positive attraction and alignment and positivity in the universe. And this is the best. You can feel really down and fed up. And get in the tuk-tuk, and within 10 minutes, the positivity it attracts is phenomenal, and you end up smiling.
You do.
It just attracts so much positive vibes, so many positive vibes, it's brilliant.
I think there's a lot of COVID, a lot of depression around, and sertraline is a drug for depression. We need to get a tuk-tuk for
definitely. You know, well, we did every Thursday night, we'd go out for the clap. And I had a massive NHS flag strapped to the tuk-tuk and I'd drive around my local area with all the sirens going. And the number of people that have come up to me since and said, thank you so much for doing that, it made us smile. Yeah. And that's lovely, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, a slightly thinner one.
We got a sound system in it?
No, but I have a beatbox that's in the back.
Okay.
A massive beatbox, because I don't want to leave it anywhere.
No.
Just carry it.
So you can charge that up, can you?
Yeah.
I just bought my Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah. Great big beatbox with flashing lights.
Of course, I expect nothing else from you. Tell me about your punk days then.
Right, I think this is the little bit of the tuk-tuk drivers are always not mainstream, are they?
No.
Just not mainstream. So I love punk because it was so rebellious and so different and so garish and a bit like my tuk-tuk. And I love the Sex Pistols. So I used to sneak out. Brilliant. Okay. Absolutely perfect. So I used to sneak out in bin bags so my mother didn't see me, and safety pins and all sorts. But I'm going to see, I bought some tickets to see John Lydon in last May.
Yeah.
And the tickets came 2 weeks ago, and I didn't even realise I'd bought the top-notch tickets.
Right.
I've even got a meet and greet, and I've got an hour with John Lydon. How cool is that?
That is cool, isn't it? Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. But as I was saying, we you know, I took to a base, having safety pins stuck through it.
That would be. Now, just food for thought. Do not sow that seed.
Jesus, you're peeking me.
Move away from the vehicle.
Did you get that?
Do it again.
Move away from the vehicle.
Do Tell me.
Right, so I used to have tyre shredders on my tuk-tuk, on the front wheel and the two side wheels.
Okay.
So it did look a bit like Ben Hur, and they are known as tyre shredders.
Okay.
And I was at a set of traffic lights, and the police in a tactical aid unit actually pulled me over and said that it was illegal and right. I wasn't to drive with those things.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, fair enough. I said, but to be fair, the side ones I'll take off, but the front one doesn't impinge and can't do any damage because it's within the footprint, it's in the print of the tuk-tuk, so they can't do any damage. So they also pulled me over in front of a school sign, where right. schools where you're not to pull over,
yeah.
and the schools were just emptying out. So one that pulled me over, he then began to get very abusive and nasty with me, and it's like, well, what? I said, I will remove the tyre shredders. Now, I am due to my place of work where I've got children waiting for me, to which he then got very aggressive and started swearing, no idea why, and then drove off in a huff.
Oh.
And didn't even escort me back onto the highway. So there right. you go. So
where do you buy a set of tyre shredders from?
I actually got them from Rob.
Okay.
Had them in. One of my parents is just coming back from Pakistan, and he's going to bring me a new set.
Yes. Well, it's been a pleasure to meet you, Tracy.
And you. Thank okay. you very much. It's been a really nice morning, hasn't it?
It has. And you've got a new roof.
New roof. And my air horns sound absolutely fantastic. Yeah. So.
And Kermit smiling.
Kermit smiling. And Tuk Tuk Tracy's back.
Excellent.
This podcast is sponsored by the fabulous Tuk Tuk UK, the UK's largest importer of tuk tuks. If you want a tuk tuk or anything tuk tuk related, Tuk Tuk UK is the company to speak to. They love talking tuk tuks as much as I do.
How do you like your pina colada served? In a cone or a tub? Because that's how we serve it at A Few Scoops. Small batch alcohol-infused ice cream and sorbets delivered in a beautiful baby pink tuk-tuk. To find out more about us, check out our Instagram page at A Few Scoops Ice Cream and tuck in.
Up next, ice cream tasting. It's a tough job on a Friday afternoon, but myself and Rob were well up for the challenge. We met Alana at our ice cream kitchen not far away. The cafe was empty, except for the three of us and tubs of alcohol-infused ice cream waiting to be enjoyed. So, the peach Bellini.
Yeah.
Bloody lovely.
Oh, great.
Okay. Talk us through how you made that one.
So, it's just, it's like a standard sugar syrup. So, it's like a high concentrated sugar and water mix. Bottle of Prosecco and some fresh peaches, blitzed up.
Always good for the mix.
It's all fresh.
Yeah.
Proper.
Yep, no additives or flavors.
And what's the alcohol content?
That one's only 0.6%.
Okay.
At restaurant.
And the coffee one?
Espresso martini.
Yeah, that is, that's around 4.3%. So I infuse ground coffee in milk overnight.
Okay.
And then mix that with cream, egg yolks, and sugar. And then mix it all up, stick some vodka and some coffee liqueur in it.
Yeah.
And then it goes.
It is absolutely delicious.
Right.
I would happily devour a whole cornet of that.
Lovely.
And so we've got two more in front of us here. What have we got?
Yeah, so you've got the vegan pina colada there. So that's just, a whole pineapple, obviously not with the skin on, and it's coconut cream, coconut milk.
You can taste the alcohol in that one.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And it's got, that's the strongest one, that's 6.7%. Yeah, that's a proper
amount of alcohol.
That's strong really, beer.
Yeah, that's the strongest one.
But they're all very Moorish as well. They're, you know, they're not sickly sweet or anything like that. They seem to, they've got some really balanced flavours in there.
Great. Yeah, good. I'm glad you like it. Yeah, so all the sorbets are vegan as well, but and then this is my favourite, and this is, I think, probably the most popular when I've been doing taste tests.
This is the old fashioned.
Yeah, so it's bourbon, orange zest, Angostura bitters.
Yeah, it's good.
It was either Jim Beam or it would have been Bulleit. I can't can't remember.
Okay, but you tried it with a few bourbons, and it did it really affect the taste, or
not massively so? I was kind of a bit of snob and wanted Bullet in it or something like that.
Right.
And then I ran out and I couldn't get any across the road. They only had Jim Beam.
I used to be a big Jim Beam fan anyway at school, at university.
Yeah.
So
there's a bottle of Jim Beam in the camper van.
Is there?
There is half a bottle.
I thought you were a JD fan.
When you get a bottle of Jim Beam for 19 quid, a litre bottle,
there's
not that much difference between Jim Beam.
See, I don't drink enough to be able to tell the difference on my bourbons.
For me, I can't drink whiskey. It's too smoky. I don't like it. Bourbon, yeah. Just before bedtime. It's worth staying alive for. Definitely.
I'll just get you the last one, which is a Mojito.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah. What's mine worth secondhand, do you reckon? Without the shopping trolley.
Oof, yours now, just because of what you've done to it.
It's probably worth about two, isn't it?
Two and a half.
Two and a half, sir.
Probably two and a half. I think it's about, you know, it's a full runner and everything. So you might find you get a bit more, but it's just, it needs obviously a paint job.
Oh, absolutely.
That's it, but nothing other than that, it's fine.
So what do we have here?
So that's Mojito. So it's basically it's mint leaves that have been steeped in the sugar syrup and then drained, and then fresh lime juice and rain, if you will.
And how did you come up with these recipes?
I thought what would be nice. I looked through some cocktails and thought what would be a nice kind of ice cream or sorbet, really. Played around with a few. These are so far the five best ones.
Very nice.
Have restaurants approached you?
Ish, but they're kind of. But the problem that I have is that they cost quite a lot to make because of the alcohol in them. So for me to make any money on them, I have to charge a certain amount and they don't want to pay it. Yep. They want to pay like £5 for a 4-litre tub or something. It's never going to happen.
No.
It cost me, you know, anything between 20 and 40 quid to make a tub.
Right.
4-litre tub.
I agree. Very nice. I think you need an Aperol Spritz one. Have you tried that yet?
Yeah, it's on the cards, as is a Negroni.
Okay.
But, what I've wanted to do is the Bellini. It's basically all the sorbets I wanted to be in, like push pops, like Calippo style.
Yeah.
But the cost of getting the packaging is insane.
Yeah.
So for now, they're just going to have to be in tubs. But eventually what I'll have is kind of ice creams that you can get in a tub or a cone.
Yeah.
Or sorbets that can be like an ice lolly. That's kind of...
Do you have to have a machine to put them into the...
Yeah. Just everything.
You could spend £50,000 just on getting going, can you?
Yeah. I mean, and I've been on Alibaba and I've had many conversations with factories in China and everything. And it's all doable. I can all get it, you know, very quickly if needed to, but...
Have you thought about going on the Dragon's Den?
Yes, but I wouldn't accept any of their offers, but I'd just go on there for the publicity.
Do you think many people do that? Have you approached the BBC about it?
Not yet. I want to... My books don't look so good at the moment, so I'll start making some money.
Yeah.
And then you might not need to anyway.
Yeah, maybe they'll be asking me to be a dragon, that'd be good there.
Yeah. No, that was really good. I love the brand. I think that tastes lovely.
Really fantastic.
Which one was your favourite?
I like the coffee one. I like the espresso martini, because I do love coffee, and I quite like martini too, if I'm honest. So that, I thought that was nice.
I think I like the pina colada. That's very kind of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alana.
That was, it was fantastic.
It was delicious,
I don't want to stop you making more ice cream.
No problem at all. I'm glad you liked it.
Did he leave some there, that one? What was that one?
That's the Mojito one.
Oh, did I miss that?
Sorry, I left some. I knew you wanted some more.
At least when you invite me to one of your soirees, I can...
How do you like your pina colada served? In a cone or a tub? Because that's how we serve it at A Few Scoops. Small batch alcohol-infused ice cream and sorbets delivered in a beautiful baby pink tuk-tuk. To find out more about us, check out our Instagram page at A Few Scoops Ice Cream and tuck in.
Well, we're back at Tutu UK now. We've just had the ice cream tasting with Alana, and that was deeply satisfying. Some absolutely fantastic ice creams there with Alana. Thank you for that. One last interview today, Shozad. He runs Tuk-Tuk Oldham, birthdays, hen nights, corporate advertising, weddings, engagements, and photo booth. So Shozad, welcome to Adventures in a Tuk-Tuk, or welcome to Tuk-Tuk UK. Are you a regular here?
Yes, I am.
You are, yeah. And so, Tuk-Tuk Oldham, what do you mainly do with your tuk-tuks?
Specialise in wedding events, so weddings, okay, birthdays, mendy, business advertising, cater for your own needs, really.
How many tuks you got?
Just the one, and I've got a cycle rickshaw as well.
Okay, I thought you had, did you have three at one stage? No?
Just two.
Just two?
One, just a motor one and a cycle one.
Okay, and both are to popular each other?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Both do, each to the old, so people okay, just pick and choose. The motor one, I'll chauffeur driven up, and the cycle one, I just give it to the customer and let them cycle it themselves.
Oh, okay. And many bookings coming up after COVID?
Slowly getting there. I have got a few inquiries for June, July, August, so it's just slowly picking up, really.
Okay. Is this just a sideline for you?
Yeah, that's just on the side.
Okay.
Just mainly for seasonal, for about a few months, really.
Okay.
The rest of the time, I'm just driving myself and making the most of it.
There's nothing wrong with that. And you've come over from Oldham in it today? Yeah.
18 miles took me about 50 minutes.
Oh, that's all right.
But it's still worth the drive.
What a lovely day, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Did you avoid the M62, hopefully?
Yeah. I just went through the local road. That's why it just took me 50 minutes. Otherwise, okay, about 20 minutes, really.
Okay. Yeah, you're quite... you do quite a lot on social media, don't you?
Yes.
Yes.
That's the best way, really. To get your word out, to people to see it is social media.
Yes.
And on top of that, when people see it face-to-face or in reality, it's another ball game.
Okay. Okay.
Social media is the best way, really.
And so, I presume, would weddings be the most popular thing?
Yes.
Yeah?
Then the odd few people for business advertising, or just use it as for photo use.
Okay. And where do you normally keep them?
I've got a unit.
I've got a unit. Okay. So, it's a sort of a hobby and a love affair at the same time?
Definitely. Definitely. 100%.
So, this is a BS4, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, and how long have you had this one?
Since 2018, so 3 years now.
3 years now. Thinking of upgrading to a BS6?
Yep, and I'm thinking of getting a Thailand version as well, a bigger version.
Oh, okay. And where would you pick up one of those in the UK?
I'll have to have a look. I know there are a few places you can. There was one on eBay, but by the time I came around to you, it got sold.
Okay.
So it's just a waiting game, we've been trying to find the right one.
At the right price?
That's correct.
Yes. Yeah, because they are bigger and, you know, they're six people, really.
Six people, yeah. With this one, it's three people in back, but having six people is more beneficial.
Yeah.
So it comes in handy.
Yeah. I think, but you would keep the other two? So
yes.
You just add to the state?
Yeah, it's just another additional fleet.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's great. You just moved house, I think?
No. It was my friend that moved out.
Oh, right,
okay. A few bits on back for it.
Okay. And what's your normal job?
Telecom engineer.
Oh, okay, right.
So installing business phones, CCTVs.
And you work for yourself?
Wi-Fi,
work for yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah? Have been working all the time? You didn't furlough yourself?
No. Oh, working through furlough. So work class side, social workers.
Okay.
So work class side, key workers anyway. So yeah. But the first lockdown, it was at home. After that, it was just out.
The first lockdown was the only proper lockdown,
yeah,
wasn't it?
That's yeah, that's the proper lockdown. The rest of the people,
nothing.
Nobody cared. Nobody cared.
The only thing that moved in the first lockdown were the birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
But other than that,
no. No, it's just been normal, hasn't it, really? Yeah. And it's just been slowly coming up. Have you heard that Prince Philip's died today?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Yeah, 99. Yeah. It must have been really pissed not to make 100. Let's be honest.
Definitely.
If you get 99 in about...
Well, but then again, you can't judge it and say you're going to live another extra couple more days, couple more months.
No.
It's what it is, really.
But we might all get a day off for the funeral. What do you reckon?
Never did. Hopefully.
Hopefully. You might get booked.
Happy days. But hopefully we get a few more on the same line as well.
Yeah. I see you've got a nice little your own logo on you.
Yeah. Have you got branded logo, so when people see you around, obviously when you're just parked up on these people, we see you're out and about.
Yeah.
So it just makes it look nice for the business and makes it look a bit more professional, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, it's great to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
But thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, listen to the podcast. You listen to the podcast?
I will do.
Okay.
Well, I don't like hearing my own voice.
You're listening to Stories of Discovery and Adventure from Adventures in a Tuk Tuk podcast, now available on iTunes.
Okay. Well, it's been a highly exciting and informative day here at Tuk Tuk UK. Thank you to Rob and to Tom for their expertise and entertainment.
Can you say that again, but seriously?
I did say that. Oh, okay. I could say it duller, in a much duller tone. No, I tried to up it, you know.
I got it.
Did you get it?
I well upped, yeah.
Hopefully I wasn't too demanding.
No. No, demanding's not the right word, okay. I don't think. Try and think what the word is. We've loved having you. We love everyone coming to Tuk Tuk UK. Yeah. It was always a pleasure.
Has that started? Have you actually planned that noise to come in?
It's been there all day, has it?
Well, in around 10 minutes, you'll probably hear the air raid siren go off.
Right. Are they bombing Manchester again, are they?
It sounds like someone cleaning out a cement mixer, that, doesn't it?
It does. You planned that for me. It's just like a spirit. It's like a pen, yeah. Isn't it?
No.
And we've tasted ice cream.
Delicious ice cream. Oh, magnificent God. Ice cream.
Magnificent is the word. Yeah. That's the word you were searching for, isn't it?
No, that wasn't the word.
Despair?
For you.
Is that another word?
No. But you've done very well out of your trip today.
I've done very well.
Tom's fixed your headlights.
It has. That has been broken for a long time.
And what else have we done for you? Given you some consultancy and advice on something. I can't remember.
Yeah, loads. You couldn't have done more for me.
And all you've done for me is hold a couple of wires taut while I've got some.
But it's a very important job, and you would have struggled. You'd still been there doing it if I hadn't been here. So, but I will give my services free of charge for that right moment.
It's great. In time. That's so kind of you.
I shall come back again sometime.
Definitely, you're always welcome. But you need to come back when all these electric tucks arrive.
Yes, because we need to do a comparison. We need to do some drag racing and stuff, don't we?
Okay.
Is that what you call it?
Well, we're doing another electric tuck, actually, that Saeta's doing for us.
Who's Saeta?
So Saeta is a extremely advanced electric motor manufacturer based in Oxford.
Right, okay.
And they have converted a couple of tuk-tuks for us before.
Okay.
It's quite expensive to convert a Bajaj tuk-tuk. We try and buy them ready converted, but they have an electric motor they're putting in the tuk-tuk, which you can turn up to pretty much whatever speed you want.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
So, and this is the one for Sophie and Richard, so Sophie Ellis-Bexter and her husband.
Okay.
You have an electric tuk-tuk that we're just upgrading for them.
I think I need to, do you think she'll talk to me?
I think Richard probably would talk to you, yeah.
Okay.
Sophie wouldn't, but Richard would.
Why wouldn't Sophie talk to me? Am I not high profile enough?
No, I'm sure they would. Well, when we get them the new tuk-tuk,
yes,
then we'll definitely do that, because Saeta are doing it as a favour.
So they live in London, don't they?
So they live in London.
So you could pick me up on the way down and drop me back? Would that be possible? If you're coming down the road?
Anything else you want me to do as well?
No, but if you're coming past the door, I'm quite happy.
New hood for the tuk-tuk.
Yeah, okay. Have we got time
for a new body and engine for it?
No, I don't need that. No, it's fine as it is. I say, if I put anything good in it, I'll just ruin it. So my bicycle, which I don't think you've seen.
I've seen it, you've shown it a few times now. Every time you show me your motorhome, you show me your bicycle.
I know, but it's got no paint on it, because I didn't want to scratch it, so I didn't put any paint on it.
Stainless steel, that's what the whole idea is, stainless steel.
But I would actually take all the paint off that and actually just varnish the metal.
Mm. Anchor wax.
Is that what it's called?
It's what they do to the camper vans.
Right, that's what I do then. Yeah, anchor wax. That's just clear wax. Yeah, it's for me, that'd be the perfect tuk-tuk.
Right.
Anchor wax.
I wish you wouldn't keep calling me that.
So, I'll drive myself to London, sod you, right?
Bloody will if you keep calling me that. We'll go to London. We'll go to London together.
When will that? Is that liable to be in the summer?
I might be in the summer probably, but
after September then.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'll be back from travels.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're back from your travels, it will definitely be done then.
Okay.
And they'll have broken it in and been able to use it. Test it. Probably.
Okay, I could do my first high profile interview. I'm not saying you're high profile.
I'm not high profile.
No, you are. I'm not saying you're not high profile.
Well, you are, you just said it. Because I was going to be first. And you've interviewed me a number of times, so I'm certainly not there. Thanks for that.
It's okay. You are top man. That's what I say. Top man.
All right. Lovely host, and you're more than welcome.
So yes, and I shall see you in June.
Okay.
And you, Tom.
Yeah.
And do you need Tom to do a jingle for you or anything for the end of the show?
Yeah. Yes, please. Right, Tom. Jingle time. Tom Doyle, give us a tune.
Do you want a jingle or do you want a little phrase?
I want a little phrase.
I think it's going to have tuk-tuk in it.
It's definitely going to have tuk-tuk, and I think Rob knows what I'm going to say. Thanks for joining us, Rob and Tom at Tuk-Tuk UK. And I hope James has learnt all his tuk-tuk.
What he tried to say is we hope James has learned all the tuk-tuk top tips.
I have. Top tip number one, Tuk-Tuk UK.
That's all. Need any more tips?
I don't need.
Have another go, Tom.
I can't do it.
You can. Go on.
I can't because all I keep hearing in my head is nipple, and then I just start laughing.
No, go on. I need it.
Well, we've really enjoyed having you here, James, and I hope you've learnt a few of the Tuk-Tuk UK's top tips.
Oh no, it's Robin Tom's Tuk-Tuk top tips.
Robin Tom's
top Tom's
Tuk-Tuk top tips.
Tuk-tuk top tips.
Rob and Tom's
tuk-tuk
top tips. I can't say. I just go anchor wanks.
Wax, not anchor wanks.
No, I said wax. Wax, not wanks. Wax. I've never heard of that. I just like that phrase now, anchor wanks. Yeah.
Right,
well, great. And see you both in June. And I might, you know, the target now is 20 tuks, okay? 20. I've got... Shoz is coming, I think.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
You keep saying people are coming, and there's no way Shoz is coming. He just said he was to sound like, to placate you, so you'd let him go, to take the microphone out of his face and let him go.
I'll just keep pestering. Sophie Ellis Baxter, do you even get her?
No. Oh. She's busy that day,
I think. Is she? Yeah. What do you do? Do you do a diary for her or something? She may want to come.
What about Tony? Chicken Tuck, Tony.
He's not one who wants to come. Just Stratford.
Is it London?
Yeah.
It's getting there, it's a problem.
Yeah.
We need... Could you invest in a vehicle transporter at any stage?
I've seen there's a big horse box looking thing outside here that would be perfect for it.
Anchor wax to you, so... It needs to be a bit longer so I could take two in it, but I don't think two would go.
No.
No.
Although I have been... What if you made a beaver tail?
You're right.
Yeah, do you need any anchor wax?
You need plenty of anchor wax.
Although I have been told I could put it on the top, on the tail lift, drive it on sideways. That was a giddy moment.
Yeah.
I would have to sort of anchor the...
Put some tail lift itself.
Yeah, on the tail lift.
Have some big chains and holding the end of the
And
tail.
just drive it down the moto...
Although yours might now weigh more than 500 kilos.
Well, I could take the shopping trolley off.
Sure, yeah.
But that doesn't weigh much. Yeah. I could take your sticker off, which obviously weighs a bit.
I need to put another one on there. You've got one sticker, haven't you?
Can you put another one? I do like the way you put it on slightly skew.
Thank you.
No, I really do
straight.
Like...
It would be wrong to be straight.
It would, definitely. Yeah. So I would like another sticker if that's possible.
Do you want wonky again?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But I'll leave the wonkiness up to you.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure, chaps.
And you.
Yeah.
So yes, the weekend continues, and listen out to your lovely voices in the coming week. And it will be, I'm not saying it will be top of sounds list on BBC.
Can't wait, it's on my Spotify,
on your Spotify
playlist now.
Excellent, like to hear it.
Good.
You're listening to Stories of Discovery and Adventure from Adventures in a Tuk-Tuk. This podcast is sponsored by the fabulous Tuk-Tuk UK, the UK's largest importer of tuk-tuks. If you want a tuk-tuk or anything tuk-tuk related, Tuk-Tuk UK is the company to speak to. They love talking tuk-tuks as much as I do.